If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is March the 13th, 2023, and today the topic is restoration. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday. I hope that you all had a great weekend. Mine was just fine. Y'all know I went and celebrated with my niecey Pooh on her 10th birthday. My sister had made arrangements and we all went to Medieval Times here in Atlanta. And it was a good time. You know, it was a good time. I was sitting in between my husband and my son and it was just more so than anything. I just was enjoying watching those two engage with the show. I think I was more concerned about eating that day, and plus I had seen Medieval Times before in Florida, so I guess I didn't necessarily miss anything, but I don't think I was focused on the show itself. But yeah, my husband was on one side cheering for our night. We was team yellow and whatnot. Now, granted, our night didn't win, and it was funny, like, towards the end of the dinner, my husband had took off all the little yellow crowns, was like, look, we ain't cheering for him no more. But, yeah, so he was on one side cheering, and then I got NJ on the other side with a flag cheering and whatnot, and it was a blessing to just be in the midst of that. And so, yeah, that's what Saturday looked like. Sunday, y'all know, you know, your girl went on and worked at the church, three services, two working in the children's ministry, and then one in the church. And listen, y'all, like, I feel at home, really, honestly. I feel really at home with Mountain West. You know, I get my word, I get my praise in, all that type of stuff, and I'm being used, my gifts and skills I feel are being used there in their children's ministry and whatnot. And so, man, you know, so God be the glory for opportunities and things like that. God be the glory for restoration. You know, I feel like that kind of can add to this today's conversation. But yeah, so that's what the weekend looked like overall. By the time I got back home yesterday at the church, I was just tired. So I caught up on my rest, my naps, X, Y, and Z. By the time I woke up, started to return some calls. I noticed that I had some missed calls, things like that, and had some meaningful conversations. And without going too deep into a certain subject, I'll just say there's a few things that has been on my heart and mind where I'm like, I've sort of been confused about to a certain extent, and I've been trying to seek the Lord about how to handle the situations. I feel like I get mixed messages. You know, on one hand, it's like, you know, have grace and mercy, you know, but on the other hand, it's like, cut certain things off, and I'm over here like, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because how can I have grace and mercy and cut the situation off? Like, you know, so I've been trying to figure that out, you know? And so I had a conversation with the lady that has spoken into my life several times, and I guess she would consider to be a prophetess or whatever the case is. And so I talked to her about the situation. And once again, I felt... Well, one thing that she said resonated with me, and it was like basically praying praying intentionally, basically, about these situations, and not just for me, right, but for that person. Like, I guess it's been confirmation about fighting in the spirit on behalf of others. And so on one hand, like, you know, I was kind of curious because I'm over here like, well, Lord, how can I do that when I don't really fully know everything, you know, what's going on with these people and stuff like that. But on the flip side, I mean, I think the Lord convicted me in some ways because, you know, there's been plenty of people that I prayed for in a variety of ways that maybe I didn't know everything about or whatever the case is. So, after that conversation, I listened to a few, Joshua, I think it was. I listened to Joshua, because she mentioned that when we were talking. And then, next thing I know, I'm scrolling on YouTube, right? And I came across this gentleman who talked about casting out demons for the first time. And so, after listening to his testimony, I just was encouraged and inspired. And I was like, you know what, Lord? I'm going to be like the centurion. I think it's that was his title. And believe that I can pray for people without touching them, being in their presence, whatever the case is. I can pray on their behalf, fight in the spirit on their behalf. And that you can do it. And you will do it. And so that's what I started to do. Next thing I know, I'm praying for particular people, you know. But then, next thing I know, I was praying for everybody that I had ever come in contact with in the past few months and whatnot. So if you sent me a message on Facebook or something like that, then you probably got one of them old prayers yesterday, praying on y'all's behalf and whatnot. And so in the midst of those prayers, I was just feeling, you know, restoration. I was feeling for these people, right? And these individuals and their situations and whatever the case is, restoration, such as I've seen in my life, right? I was praying that and more for them. And so I'm excited, you know, I'm excited for each and every person. I'm excited to see and hear great reports. I've already started to hear good reports for some, you know. But yeah, I'm excited, y'all, to see what the Lord is going to do. And I pray that I'm able to hold on to this faith, hold on to this belief that at the end of the day, the Lord will do it whether I'm in people's presence or not. And I guess I shared this morning for you all to I guess, tap into that as well. You know, you see somebody struggling spiritually or whatever the case is, fight on their behalf and pray with them, for them, and everything like that. And so, I would say, listening to the prayer meditation and thinking about this thing that happened yesterday, it's ultimately what led me to this conversation of restoration. So, I get it, man. Like, when we're in those low places, we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel sometimes. Like, I've been there. You know, I've been in those dark places. And I was like, you know, Lord. Now, the good thing is I sought the Lord in those moments, you know, and everything like that. But, so I don't know, right, who could be listening to the sound of my voice, and if you're in a low place and you don't feel like you can get the restoration, hopefully what I share today will encourage and inspire you to know that God wants to restore you. He will restore you, and I'm a living witness that He has restored me. I don't even know if I could say, what, tenfold, hundredfold, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the exact amount, but I know that I'm not in the low place that I used to be. In a variety of ways. And so, yeah, if he can do it, he did it for me, he can do it for you, basically. And so, yeah, so if you're in a low place, hopefully these words that I say today will encourage and inspire you with that. If you're not in a low place, right, and you see someone else in a low place, I hope and pray that these words encourage you and inspire you to, again, fight on those people we have spiritually. And yeah, see what the Lord do, you know, see what the Lord do. You hold on to that faith and whatnot. And yeah, I guess I'm reminded in this moment about the gentleman. Wasn't he I say paralyzed, but he was something along those lines, and his friends lowered him from the ceiling to Jesus. Like, yeah, be one of those friends, right? Let's be one of those friends today. And like I said, just see what the Lord do. All right, let's get into it, y'all. These are the verses that I
this morning. Y'all know where I went, right? If you don't know, your girl went to openbible.info, and I just put in the word restoration. Speaking of that, I did chit-chat with one of the members of The Juice, because y'all know every Saturday, you know, there's some ladies that are embarking on this journey, and whatnot, and I spoke to one of them on Saturday to check in, and I can't remember what I was about to get ready to tell y'all, so my apologies. but yeah, that was a conversation that I had on Saturday, and they have something to do with Restoration Lord. It's something I'm supposed to share in this moment. Okay, maybe not. Maybe I'll tell you after the show if it comes back to my heart and mind. But anyway, yeah, that is something I did on Saturday as well. So let's get into this conversation, y'all. Restoration. All right. So the first thing I felt led to share is Joel. Oh, you know what? Thank you, Lord. This is what it was. So I was just going to share with you guys about this whole Bible study thing real quick. Like, I know on one hand, it seems like, oh, miracle, you know, you've been Bible studying, and it's intimidating to feel like, okay, I got to dedicate an hour or two to Bible study. Like, what I share with y'all is the most I do, to be honest. Like, I'm grateful for it, because obviously it's a little bit more than I was doing back in the day. Because back in the day, I used to only read the Bible verse of the day, you see? So now it's like I'm taking time to pray and stuff, and then I'm reading these verses that I share with y'all. And so, you know, sometimes I might go deep and read whole chapters and stuff like that. But most part, I will go and find these verses that go and are centered around these topics. And then, honestly, a lot of revelation comes from me sharing with this whole situation of doing the daily dose of inspiration, the juice, you see? So I just wanted to share that part with y'all. So don't get discouraged and don't get intimidated by this concept of taking, you know, Bible studying every day and things like that, and thinking that you have to do a certain amount of time or whatever. Y'all see that the juice is sporadic. Like, sometimes I'm talking to y'all for like 5 minutes or 7 minutes, and then this thing I know, sometimes I'm talking to y'all about 30 minutes, you see? So don't be intimidated by the word of God. Like, get into it. We have to get into it for ourselves, y'all. Let the Lord lead us in what to study. That's been a beautiful journey for me. And so that's why I just wanted to share with you guys real quick about that conversation about Saturday. Because the lady that I spoke with, well, I mentioned something about, you know, oh, well, you know, I probably can dedicate 2 hours to da-da-da. And I'm like, hey, you know, just because you see me doing this every day don't mean I'm doing, like, you know, hardcore 2 hours of study, and then I, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I get up in the morning intentionally. Yeah, I make sure I listen to the prayer meditation. Yeah, I make sure I, you know, I take some time to pray. And you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's not that I'm just sitting here and you know, I don't know. I'm trying to encourage and inspire y'all, so sorry. Okay, let's get into this thing, y'all. Restoration. Okay, so Joel 2:25-26. It says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. So yeah, this verse stood out to me this morning. I almost just wrote down the you know, where it came from to put in the Go Deeper session, because it is a little bit lengthy and whatnot. But I just really felt led to share that with y'all this morning. And I think it's because it went in combination with this next verse, and everything like that. So this is what the next verse I felt led to share. It's Isaiah 61:7. It says, instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion instead of dishonor. They shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. So, yeah, I mean, I guess there's just, again, something that stood out about not being put to shame anymore. And the next verse saying that instead of shame, you're going to receive a double portion and have joy and everlasting joy and everything like that. And so this is what the Lord wants to do with us, for us, and through us. Like, yes, at the end of the day, you know, when we're going through things and we feel down and we feel low and we don't see any restoration in sight, we may wonder, why, right? But at the end of the day, even if we seek the Lord about that answer of why, you know, we might get an answer. You know, he might tell us why and show us why. But ultimately, you know, everything is done for his glory and honor and everything like that. And so I guess when you think about it, you know, you can be going through these low moments, but he can give you back that and more. And then you could be in the low, you know, living in joy and everlasting joy and not worrying about the things that you lost, right? The things that, those down moments that you were in. So, I mean, I hope those two verses encourage you and inspire you. Let me keep going because there's something else that really stood out to me this morning. And let's just go into these verses. So, I mean, basically this next verse, it's going to tap into how we can get the restoration, right? What do we need to do to be restored? So this is what Matthew 6 and 33 says. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So there you go, friend. I know it sounds simple, right? But I mean, we know that that's not the easiest thing to do to trust the Lord fully with every aspect of your life. Like I'm here a living witness that, I mean, I feel like I'm sharing this testimony all the time that I was the one that tried to take the pen. I was the one that, you know, was trying to take the wheel back, trying to do things my own way, the way I thought, X, Y, and Z. And yes, you have to put the faith in action by putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? You believe, therefore you do, right? And so again, I've always had to balance that, right? Because that there's sometimes when I need to put in the work, and then there's sometimes when I just need to wait. And so ultimately, right, you'll know which time it is by seeking first the kingdom of God. Like, that's what I'm receiving on today, y'all, that this is how we'll know. Seek him first in all things, and then you'll know when it's time to hold on, you know what I'm saying, and wait, or when it's time to go ahead and put in some work. Maybe this morning was an example of that. Like, I came across a few things, because y'all know I'm in the midst of thinking about ways to invest, thinking about ways to, you know, do things that's going to benefit me and my family in the long run and things like that. And so I came across some opportunities and I was looking into it. I want to say maybe last night I was looking into one, and I woke up this morning and came across another one. And then I saw a notification about that gave me, it inspired me about a whole nother, you know, service that I could put out there to people. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I just looked it up real quick and looked up a way to do it on the side or something. And I had to put in the work, right, to, you know, look up the information, to submit myself for it, things like that, right? But regardless of if I get that or not, you know, I have the faith in the Lord that he's going to provide whether I do that task or not. But if I want to receive something, I got to put in the work to receive whatever it is. So, again, it behooves us to know, again, and discern when it's time to work, when it's time to wait. And, again, the best way to do that is to put everything before the Lord and seek him first in all things. If you want to be restored, y'all, you know, if you want restoration at the end of the day, this is what the word is saying. Let's keep going, y'all. So Hosea 6 and 1 stood out to me as well this morning. And it says, come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down and he will bind us up. So this morning, this verse stood out to me, and it just pretty much reminds me of that verse that tells us that he would chastise those that he loved. Like, at the end of the day, we might feel a little bit beat up. We might feel like, man, Lord, you giving me a spanking right now. Like, I don't like this feeling of these low places, right? This low place may feel like punishment. It may feel like chastisement and everything like that. But any parent knows, like any good parent, right, knows that every now and then your child's gonna need some type of discipline, right, to understand right from wrong, to understand how to do better and be better. And just like a child needs discipline, we do too. You know, adults need it as well, right? And this is what the Lord does with us. Now, he'll spank us, right? but he'll also get us back together. You know, you might, it says here, the words in the Bible said, or at least these verses that I came across this morning, said he's torn us that he may heal us. He struck us down and he will bind us up. So we don't have to worry about, is he going to leave me here? You know, at the end of the day, if you feel chastisement, if you feel a little bit of a, you know, I don't know, is your bum a little bruised from the spanking that the Lord has given you on today? That's all right. Because at the end of the day, he will be there to heal that thing, you know, and restore it. And he wants to and everything like that. And so, you know, don't get discouraged, y'all. I guess that's ultimately what I'm sharing today. Like, don't get discouraged in those down moments and seasons. At the end of the day, the Lord wants to restore us in all aspects. He wants to give us a double portion, not just restoration of the one thing, but hey, more and everlasting joy is what he wants to give and bestow upon us. But in order to receive it, y'all, we have to put in that work, seek him first. And that's ultimately the juice this morning, y'all. Now listen, there's plenty, plenty, plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. So if you are in any of those places, I hope that you guys go and check out those verses and just get inspired, get encouraged to know that the Lord is there for you and everything like that. And again, if you're not in this season, y'all, if this ain't for you, if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're like, well, I can't resonate with being in a down season right now because that's not me, that's fine. But I bet you know somebody. I bet you know somebody that's in a down season. What you can do is what I humbly did yesterday, which was to pray for those that are, pray for others, be there for others, and seek the Lord and fight on their behalf. In the spirit. And like I said, that's ultimately the juice this morning. Now, the Bible verse of today is 1 Corinthians 13 and 6. It says, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.